This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We have Abdul Qadir Al-Albani. He's asking regarding something that goes up and down, Sheikh, conspiracy theories once it comes to COVID-19 and how a Muslim should deal with that.
Okay. The Allah Azza wa Jal said in chapter 7, verse 33, being Surah Al-A'raf, verse 33, قُلْ إِنَّمَا حَرَّمَ رَبِّيَ الْفَوَاحِشَ مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنَ وَالْإِثْمَ وَالْبَغْيَ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ وَأَنْ تُشْرِكُوا بِاللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يُنَزِّلْ بِهِ سُلْطَانًا وَأَنْ تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Four levels of prohibited things, and the highest being to speak about Allah without knowledge, to speak about something where you are certain that Allah would hold you accountable in the day of judgment. And He would ask those who said without knowledge that the angels are females. أَشَهِدُوا خَلْقَهُمْ. Did they witness their creation? سَتُكْتَبُ شَهَادَتُهُمْ وَيُسْأَلُونَ. Their testimony shall be documented and they will be questioned. So when you say that this is a conspiracy, the COVID-19 was a virus, according to the biological warfare created in French laboratories in China, and the movie in 2000, whatever, Contagion, spoke about it. A guy from like 6 centuries ago spoke about it. There was an article saying that in Wuhan, China, it will... Akhi, one of two. Either these people know this unseen, and this will take you out of the millah, out of the deen, because no one knows the unseen except Allah. Or they are just speculating and putting a story that someone managed to make into a reality, not necessarily a conspiracy, it can be. Or, and this is the third option, that this was one of the jinn's hearsay. And they took it and they mixed it with 1,000 or 100 lies and they threw it in the microwave and we get what we get. So people think that, whoa, how much, they know the unseen, it's all plotted. And then you get the Rockefellers and the Illuminatis and the Freemasons and the, subhanallah. Akhi, if they had this power, they would have changed the whole world. This is qada'ullahi wa qadaruhu. We have to believe that these are humans. They themselves can have a stroke, a heart attack. They can die in a car crash. They're not gods. Only Allah Azza wa Jal can do this. So I do not say that there are no conspiracies, but to inflate it to the extent that whenever we walk in our homes, we look behind us, this is a breach of iman.
You know, what you said is sound and loud and clear, and but I always look at it this way as well. If you take your precautions, even though it's a conspiracy, what did you lose? But if you decide that this is a conspiracy and you do not take your precaution and you get infected with that disease, you're going to lose. So, you know, just look at it this way. I have Mansoor.
Safe and sorry.
Yeah, I mean, it's hypothetical here.